Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2008, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me. This week, I'm pleased to bring you part two of my interview with the award-winning performer and 10-year veteran of gay porn, Robert Black. If you missed part one, look for podcast 58. Robert is the powerhouse behind robertblackxxx.com and robertblackcmt.com. His sites offer you a bird's eye view of this very talented man and his many activities. Be sure to check out his blog, his t-shirt store, his workshops, his bodywork, and his videography. And don't forget to tell him that Dr. Dick sent you. In keeping with the smutty theme of today's program, this podcast is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's Stockroom. You'll find a link to this treasure trove of sexually stimulating toys, implements, fetish wear, and gear right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the My Stockroom tab. Shopping at Dr. Dick's Stockroom is just so damn fun and, I might add, easy. Yes, siree, sex fans, you can spare yourself the embarrassment of skulking down to your local sex emporium to pick up all those sex toys you've been drooling over. You can forget about seedy storefronts and leering salesmen in unsavory neighborhoods because you shop from the privacy of your own computer. Thanks to Dr. Dick's Stockroom, it's never been easier or more discreet to be a big fat pervert. Be sure to take a moment out of your hectic schedule and visit My Stockroom today. Sex toys and props are just a click away. Before we begin today's exciting show, I'd like to remind you of the toll-free, lickety-split, sex advice, podcast, voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Again, 866-422-5680. As you all know by this time, this is a no-pressure, voicemail kind of setup. No human will answer your call, least of all me. So don't be shy, my pretties. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, it's free. Okay, on with the show. So we're back with good old Robert Black, my friend and industry colleague. Say hello to the nice people, Robert.
Hello, everyone.
So, Robert, I'd like to begin where we left off last week. We were talking about your porn career, and then we moved on to your massage and bodywork practice. Unfortunately, time ran out, and I didn't get to do some of the follow-up that I wanted to do. As I recall, you were saying last week that your bodywork practice is serious massage. And while there may be sensual aspects to your work, it isn't a sexual outlet. Okay, fair enough. So let's say a client really, 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 really needed more than just a massage, and he wanted to get to know you up close and personal. Do you have other outlets for that, like escorting? Robert Black, the sex worker.
Wouldn't that be great? No. I have tried that in the past.
Uh-huh.
Just not my thing. Really? I like the massage and sensual massage because the focus is on the massage, and then there might be some, you know, more sensual erotic play at the end. But,
right, yeah.
Or in the middle, or whenever it is, yeah. But with escorting, there's sort of more...
It's all genitally focused, generally speaking, right?
Well, it is genitally focused, and then there's just sort of this emotional gray line where your personal life begins and ends. And,
I know.
You know, it's very hard to navigate that.
And yeah.
I give the guys who do it a lot of credit.
Yeah. The ones who do it well, anyhow.
Yes.
So is there, I understand you do massage workshops as well, right?
I am about to do my first ones, if they can, you can find that information on my website as well. And one is going to be for amateur massage enthusiasts who want to learn some basic techniques and the other one is going to be for people who are interested in becoming body workers in the gay world.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, if only there had been a workshop like that when I started out, I would have been thrilled. But
yeah,
I'm going to take everything I've learned over the past 10 years, and it's going to be put into a one-day workshop. And
yeah.
And again, my background in corporate training is going to be obvious when they come to this. It's not going to be a sit and talk, you know, for 8 hours.
Yeah,
it's
so,
a very hands-on. You are going to walk away totally prepared.
Great. Moving right along, let's talk about your newest endeavor. I understand that you are now in nursing school. So tell me all about that, why don't you? Are those scrubs as sexy on you as they are on Dr. McDreamy on the TV set?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Robert Black, the nurse.
I'm not sure that the white scrubs that I'm wearing in clinicals right now are particularly sexy, but
Can you see through them?
No.
Oh, bad luck.
Sorry.
So why nursing, and why now?
Well, I wanted to go right into nursing after high school, but...
There was all that pornography to make.
Well, no, that didn't happen until much later, but, you know, life got in the way.
I know, yeah.
And so now I'm doing it. I wasn't going to, but as many people said when I said, yeah, but I'll be 50 by the time I'm an RN, you're going to be 50 anyway, so...
And rightfully so. You know, I mean, there's certainly no time limit on that kind of thing, it doesn't seem to me. Any really interesting recent adventures in the world of nursing?
I'm just about to finish a nursing assistant class, which has allowed me into some early clinicals in a nursing home. So my first vagina that I've, you know, to see in my whole life was probably about 89 years old, so...
Wow.
Yeah, not pretty.
Necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think we're missing anything, guys.
Well, the women in our audience probably would disagree,
oh.
But... but we see your point. So, just... That was what made you go back to school, was your idea that it was not too late to achieve your life goal?
There was a very specific moment, which will probably segue us into another topic.
Uh-huh.
But I have a lover, and I also have a boy, Spike, who graduated about a year ago from college. And at the graduation ceremony, they were recognizing some of their students, and there was one that was in her 60s that was getting a degree. And
wow.
And I was sitting there thinking, you know, why am I not going back to school? And that was it. I decided right then and there I was going to do it.
Hmm. That's amazing.
And I've always been interested in medicine and health and fitness, and so it's a fit.
Great. And I do think that was a decent segue into our next topic, which is polyamorous relationships. You mentioned something just a moment ago that you have a lover and a boy. I suppose that needs to be articulated some for a good portion of our audience who aren't familiar with those kinds of terminologies, at least not in the gay parlance.
In the BDSM leather community, it's not so unusual for there to be relationships with more than two people,
uh-huh.
and with the third and fourth person fulfilling different types of roles, or fifth person or sixth uh-huh. person.
Like satellite and relationships, yes?
Yeah, yes. And they're not all necessarily... They don't all necessarily relate directly to each other. Some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I have a boy.
That doesn't mean your physical son, yes?
Right. Correct. He is a submissive to me. I'm his dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm his daddy, if mm-hmm. you will. And it's not about sex, although there is sex involved in it, but...
Uh-huh.
it's really a very a deep emotional connection that is very unlike that I have with my lover. Mm-hmm. And
many people in the larger society would not understand those kinds of connections between BDSM partners, it would seem mm-hmm. to me. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I interviewed two people in the swinger community, John and Allie from SwingerCast, and they're beautiful, wonderful people, and they had great eye-opening perceptions into, you know, the lifestyle, the swinger lifestyle. And for most people in my audience, that's a brand new thing. That's a concept that goes beyond their very comfortable sense of monogamy.
You have to agree with the concept that there isn't going to be one person to satisfy your every need.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people go through life thinking that they must be with the one person who is going to satisfy their every need, or that they'll just live without having all their needs taken care of.
Yeah, which is such an unfortunate thing because, I mean, we're very multifaceted people. Most of us are, anyhow. And
why should you have to do that way?
Yeah. And to my mind, it's often like I liken it to eating. You know, like today I feel like Chinese food and tomorrow Mexican food. And
absolutely.
No one seems to have a problem with that. But when it comes to, you know, today I feel like, you know, responding this way as a dominant as opposed to a submissive, and tomorrow as a submissive as opposed to a dominant, or somebody older or somebody younger or all that kind of stuff, or maybe just somebody who has a very intellectually stimulating and it's not a sexual connection, but more of a soulmate and a mentor. Most people's lives don't allow for those multifaceted kind of interactions, which seems really unfortunate.
I think so. It's, yeah.
When jealousy arises, if it does, how do you guys handle such things?
It has not been an issue to date. And when I met my lover, we've been together about 5 years, and he already obviously knew about my porn career and my BDSM interests. And, you know, these were ideas and concepts that I shared up front. They were new to him.
Uh-huh.
And he has kind of taken to it like a fish to water, actually. And
excellent.
He realizes how much easier life is this way.
Mm-hmm.
And no, there's been no jealousies at all. I absolutely love to know that he is having needs met that I can't meet, and
mm-hmm.
vice versa.
Mm-hmm. But if, I mean, you must have pondered this in your head at least to some degree, if something comes up in terms of jealous reactions, either on the part of your boy or your partner, do you have an idea how you might handle such a thing? Because, I mean, jealousy, regardless of, you know, what our lifestyle is, tends to happen to most of us. And most people are at a loss for how to handle something like that.
Well, I think that we need to talk about what, you know, where the jealousy is coming from. You know, maybe somebody isn't getting enough attention.
Uh-huh.
You know, but so far the three of us are very considerate of each other, and we make time for each other, and we are respectful of the other relationship. So. So I don't know. I would call myself the patriarch, and I think it'll stay that way if other people come into the relationship, because mm-hmm. as much as I say I would like a daddy,
mm-hmm. He would have to be 106.
Well,
just
he'd have to be 106, and I just think I've outgrown that. I don't think I'll ever look up to someone that way again.
Yeah. After, you know, amount of time on this planet, it seems to me that it's really hard to.
Well, and
otherwise.
I am just totally comfortable in my own skin now. You know, yeah. There was a time when I wasn't, and I needed that sort of mentor, that father image, but. Huh. But now I just, it's okay for me to play as a bottom in a scene or submissive, but when that scene is over, it's over, and I'm it's not the type of relationship that I want.
Yeah. The reason I asked about the jealousy thing is that I often get questions like that from correspondents, you know, and they relate to me stories about their lives with their partners or husbands or wives or lovers or whatever. And most of the things that I can see that transpires in relationships that are filled with jealousy happen because people have senses of ownership of another person. Like, she is my wife, he is my husband, she, you know, he is my lover, he is my boyfriend. I own that person. I own his genitals, I own his mind, I own his time. When that kind of thing builds up in a relationship, of course there's going to be jealousy when that person has any interest in spending any time or anything with another person.
That just sounds sick to me.
Yeah. Perverse, very, it seems to me.
That's perverse.
You want to see perverse? I'll show you perverse.
Exactly.
Oi.
Oi.
So what's next for Robert Black, do you suppose? Will he continue to do porn at his seriously advanced age?
My next video will be called Hot Wheels, and I'll be featured in a wheelchair.
People have asked me, you know, when I'm going to appear in one of my own movies, and I said, as soon as we start doing geriatric porn.
Oh, please. If you're listening and you don't know how hot this man is, you
know, see. This is the only reason I invited Robert on, is for those few words. Now, goodbye, Robert.
I will, you know, I after making the one in September, I said, well, that was the last one, but... I was asked to do one for Hot Older Male just a couple of weeks ago, and so I did it, and it was great fun. So, you know, you never know.
You just never do.
It's always been just a hobby for me, so, it's not like I need the income from it. It's just a matter of if the opportunity is there and it's fun, why not?
Right, right. Well, we're going to have you back at Daddy-O for sure, because... I want to do some more romantic and alluring and seductive kinds of things with you, not so much beating up Robert
Black.
That
would be nice. Just wait till I've had the work done.
Having things lifted, are we? Nipped and tucked? I see. Well, listen, as we conclude, would you give us a little overview of your websites and what to expect as we visit there, and their names, of course, and then you can tell us about your T-shirt business.
Okay. everything starts at robertblack@xxx.com, and from there you can go to my Massage for Men site. So if you're in San Diego... or you're planning to visit San Diego, contact me. But please do so at least a week in advance.
And be expected to be rejected.
And be expected to be rejected.
For the massage Nazi.
Treat me with the respect that you would treat any business person, and you will find your way to my table for sure.
And honey, to get a load of Robert Black in the natural... setting with all his clothes off is worth the price of admission, right?
I'm glad you think so.
I do. I'm a big fan. You know that.
Thank you. So you'll also find on my site my videography.
Uh-huh.
A link to my T-shirt site.
Tell us about the T-shirts. T-shirts?
Why T-shirts? Ugh.
Instead of like jocks or... underwear.
For spa, isn't it? I did them because when I go out in public or when I'm in a bar or at a big event and there's zillions of people around, I shrivel up into a nothing. I can't talk. I'm like I am right now. I get tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied.
So I wanted... you know, I've always wanted a shirt that would sort of break the ice because I just couldn't do it.
Right.
And so I decided to start designing them. And so that's what these shirts do. They have little messages that, you know, can't help but grab someone's attention, you know, at a gay event. I wouldn't wear it to church on Sunday, but, you know, like I have one that says it's not going to suck itself.
Is that your favorite?
It's one of them. Actually, I just did one that says, they all have my logo on them. Most of them have my logo in some fashion or another.
Yeah, because shameless self-promotion is not beyond you.
Absolutely. one of them says mensch.
I saw that one.
Style writing.
Right.
Do you know what a mensch is?
Yes, a man.
A good man.
Yeah.
Well, a good man. You know, someone who does the right thing.
Right.
I like that shirt.
Such a mensch. You're such a mensch.
Thank you.
In my estimation.
So if they go to my site, they'll find that and more.
Great. And your blog is there too, right? Tell us a little bit about the blog and what to expect.
Well, the blog, it's sort of return of the blog. I had a blog a while ago, and then I decided to just do a Yahoo group.
Ah.
But Yahoo, last year, they stopped hosting adult websites, so I had to move my massage website onto a different host.
Right.
And now Yahoo is taking away adult profiles, and they're good. If they merge with Microsoft, they're sure to delete all the Yahoo groups that are adult themed. So I decided to just go back to the blog format, and so now my XXX site is really built around the blog.
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much for taking so much of your time to spend with us today. Any final comments or thoughts or parting wishes?
Nope. Just come to San Diego and get a massage.
Oh, that nothing would be more pleasing to my mind.
Your table is waiting, guaranteed.
Thank you, Robert. And all the best at school, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye now. Well, what a great show. Since we have a few minutes left, and rather than waste them, I want to do something new. As you probably all know, I'm doing sex toy reviews on my site. Actually, I'll be reviewing a bunch of different kinds of adult-related products. Toys, for sure, but also things like lubes and condoms, fetish wear and gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. You can always check out my reviews as they are posted by going to the Product Reviews tab on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. However, for all of you who rely on my podcast for all things Dr. Dick, I'll be reading these reviews in my podcast as time allows. Today, I present my review of the Pandora Vibrating Silicone Prostate Massager, don't you know? Allow me to introduce you to the handy little vibrating plug that'll surely put a smile on your face. It's the Pandora Vibrating Silicone Prostate Massager. You can find a photo of this little item right there on my site, or you can search for it in my stockroom. This unisex toy will jazz up whatever spot you got, G-spot or P-spot. Since I'm the proud owner of a P-spot, that's prostate, I'll do my testifying from that particular pew. I'll let all you G-spot owners come to your own conclusions. This here Pandora massager is the perfect utensil for the novice ass raider. Not overly familiar with things poking you in the behind? Not to worry. This smooth, ergonomic Slim Jim will enter your hole with ease. Folks who are used to having big toys in their orifices will probably be unimpressed with this beginner's model, but the rest of us will surely appreciate its modest size. Anyhow, Pandora has everything you'd expect in a plug. Plus, it has a swell hooked end that is designed to hit the spot. if you catch my drift. And there's a bonus. It vibrates, too. Not all butt plugs do, you know. There are 7, count them, 7 different speeds and pulsations, which makes that little soft hook end thingy do a happy dance on your P-spot or G-spot. And boy, if that don't make you see the light, nothing will. There's nothing overpowering about this little bugger. Its vibration pulsation is sweet and gentle. Just the thing for the anal-loving trainee. I encourage you to take your time getting to know all the different speeds and pulsations. I found that if I allowed the zen-like vibrations to build as I moved through the different sensations, rather than just throwing it into high gear from the get-go, there was more joy to be had. Vibration control is found on the base of the unit. The quality wireless Japanese motor is super quiet. It runs on 3 of them flat watch batteries. But don't worry, your first rides are for free. This puppy is already loaded with batteries and it's ready to get at you right out the package. And here's a tip. Once you get used to having this discreet pleasure puppy in your bum, you can just leave it there for an extended period of time. That's the beautiful part of a plug's flared end. You'll never have to worry about it going missing up your chute. Imagine how this little number will make you feel as you whisk your way through all your humdrum household chores. And you can bank on that. Enjoy. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I am so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's Stockroom. Listen up, you guys. If your sex life needs a little sprucing up, and whose doesn't, I want you to mosey on over to my online sex emporium and pick out something really fun for yourself and all the pervs in your life. I mean, you'll find something naughty for everyone you know in my stockroom, and you can bank on that. We have a dazzling array of products, just like the Pandora one that I just reviewed, that will liven up even the most ho-hum sex life. Not sure what to buy? Not to worry. Take a look at my monthly, ever-so-popular sex toy awareness feature right there on drdicksexadvice.com. It's chock-full of swell gift-giving ideas. You'll find a link to Dr. Dick's Stockroom right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads My Stockroom. And look for Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. All you have to do is search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex, why, that's even better. Over and out.